Sometimes, familiar sidemen in star bands have fascinating buried histories. For example, Barry Tashian, the guitarist for Emmylou Harris for many years, once led the garage rockers The Remains, who opened for the Beatles. Likewise, one long-term guitarist for Bruce Springsteen, Nils Lofgren, has a lengthy and interesting history. Music critic Milo Miles explains how that history has been revealed recently through reissues on CD.
Even casual Bruce Springsteen fans know Nils Lofgren as the longtime E Street Band guitarist, the one who can play while he does backflips on a trampoline. More dedicated Neil Young followers will know Lofgren as an early hired gun with the band Crazy Horse. And anyone who zeroes in on Lofgren himself will know about his band Grin and his solo career, which took off with high expectations in the mid-70s and then faltered. Even with all that recognition, it's been hard to fully appreciate Lofgren's talent until now. All his finest LPs have finally been reissued, including his masterpiece, Back It Up, which was never officially released. What's nearly as sharp, however, is the import disc that combines the finest Grin releases, One Plus One and All Out. You hear a lot of dubious claims about lost should-have-been huge hits. Well, White Lies on One Plus One is the real deal.
Clear seas, clear, but I fear I travel.
You also hear dubious claims that a performer doesn't fit into any category. But that's indeed true about Lofgren, both with the band and solo. He's not power pop or glam or hard rock, but with the perspective of time, Nils Lofgren sounds more and more like a rough equivalent of, well, Bruce Springsteen. His ballads suggest beefy brill-building tunes from the early 60s. His up-tempo numbers deliver British invasion through American ears, polished garage rock. Lofgren himself noted that his ballads and rockers had trouble flowing together track by track. I think the problem is his soft, rather limited voice, which means the music has to really hush up for the slow ones. This is not to suggest he doesn't provide lovely, evocative tunes, as with the title track to All Out.
I'm sitting in the street with a bottle. It's empty and my heart is too. My candle of fears just melted to tears. At dawn I must light something new. All out, I guess now.
Lofgren's 1975 solo debut, just called Nils Lofgren, has also been reissued, and it's a bright, tuneful affair, with more offhand grace than he would ever manage again. If it doesn't sound like a fresh breath of plain rock and roll sanity as it did back then, there's still not a weak tune on it. But the best place to hear it, and a choice selection of Grin numbers, is on Back It Up, recorded live in San Francisco's KSAN studio before a small audience. It became a so-called authorized bootleg, released only to the press and radio. A shame, because it's his most vibrant document. Nowadays, it may seem bizarre to feature a tune that begs Keith Richards not to break up the Rolling Stones, but it's worth it because you can really hear how Loughran was affected by Jimi Hendrix. The highlight of Back It Up is Loughran's cover of Carole King's Goin' Back, a deft number that celebrates the energy and clear ideals of youth. Here, with a torrid keyboard accompaniment by his brother Tom and Al Cooper, Loughran at last mixes his sweet and romping sides, balances his innocence and bravado. His early years didn't lead to the stardom he deserved, but on these albums he proves them were the days.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. The 1 plus 1 and All Out combination CD appears on the British Acadia label. The Nils Loughran and Back It Up CDs are on the Hip-O Select label.